On today's Tuesday edition of Farm Time, a conversation I recorded recently with Bruce Battles. Mr. Battles is Technical Agronomy Manager for Syngenta, discussing some new seed traits the company will be offering.
Corn rootworm continues to be an evolving problem, always has been and probably will, and growers are looking for constantly new solutions for managing that pest. And so we're excited to be introducing, coming up, pending registration for the 2026 growing season, a new and actually the first three BT proteins all in one for specifically for managing corn rootworm.
Now this will be available then not this coming season but a year from now?
Exactly. We're ramping up for a 2026 growing season launch.
Rootworm, as you've indicated, has continued to be a problem, but you know, what's the difference here? Why is this product going to make a big difference in controlling this pest?
Well, rootworm's a very evolving pest, right? And we know of resistance that is out there. It's been around to different and specific BT proteins that are there. And so we're all constantly looking for the most diverse, broadest solution for that, no matter which species of populations that you might run up against. And so that's where having three unique BT proteins stacked together in one will offer a more comprehensive protection, no matter what type of populations you encounter. So from a grower's perspective, it's just more consistent results. If you're planting a traited hybrid to manage rootworm, we feel like you'll get more consistency by having more options to manage that.
Let me change the subject just a little bit and talk about this coming growing season and your recommendations for farmers there.
For in the short term, prior to this, we do have great traits out there. So Duracate is still a key cornerstone of what we're offering within our lineup for Syngenta hybrids, and they've done a great job. But there's going to be needs, you know, in high intense pressure type of situations where growers need to do more and think comprehensively around just simple things like, do I need to rotate to another crop? But if I can't rotate to another crop, you know, I need grain for feed operations or whatever, then look at stacking different management practices, soil applied insecticides, for example, in combination with a trait. It may be an option there for those really severe situations going into the 2025 growing season.
I'm Mike Perrine.